These were the divisions of the gatekeepers from the Korahites. Meshelemiah, son of Kor, one of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons: Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, and Elihonai the seventh. And Obed-Edom also had sons: Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sasher the fourth, Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Pelthai the eighth, for God had blessed Obed-Edom. Also to his son Shemaiah were born sons, who ruled over their families because they were strong, capable men. Shemaiah's sons were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad. His brothers were Elihu and Semashiah, also capable men. All these were descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and brothers were capable men, with strength to do the work, 62 in all from Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah also had sons and brothers who were capable men,
18 in all.
Hosea the Merarite also had sons,
Shimri the first,
although he was not the firstborn.
His father had appointed him as the first.
Hilkiah the second, Tobaliah the third, and Zechariah the fourth, the sons and brothers of Hosea, numbered 13 in all. These divisions of the gatekeepers, through their chief men, had duties for ministering in the house of the Lord, just as their brothers did. They cast lots for each gate according to their families, young and old alike. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then lots were cast for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor. And the lot for the north gate fell to him.
The lot for the south gate fell to Obed-Edom.
And the lot for the storehouse is to his sons.
The lots for the west gate
and the Shalacheth gate on the ascending highway fell to Shuppim and Hosea. There were guards stationed at every watch.
Each day there were 6 Levites on the east,
4 on the north,
4 on the south,
and 2 pairs at the storehouse. As for the court
on the west,
there were 4
at the highway
and 2 at the court. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers, who were descendants of Korah and Merari. Now their fellow Levites were in charge of the
treasuries of the house of God,
and the treasuries
of the dedicated things.
From the descendants of Ladan, who were Gershonites through Ladan, and heads of the families of Ladan, the Gershonite were Jehieli,
the sons of Jehieli, Zatham,
and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord. From the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shebuel, a descendant of Gershom, son of Moses, was the officer in charge of the treasuries. His relatives through Eliezer included Rehabiah his son,
Jeshiah his son,
Joram his son,
Zikri his son,
and Shelomith his son. The Shelomith and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries, for the things dedicated by King David, by the heads of families, who were the commanders of thousands
and of hundreds,
and by the
army commanders.
They had dedicated dedicated some of the plunder from their battles to the repair of the house of the Lord. Everything that had been dedicated by Samuel the seer, Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Job son of Zeruiah, along with everything else that was dedicated, was under the care of Shelomith and his brothers. From the Isharites to Chenaniah and his sons have the outside duties as officers and judges over Israel. From the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 capable men had charge of the affairs of Israel west of the Jordan, for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. As for the Hebronites, Jerijah was the chief of the Hebronites according to the genealogies of his ancestors. In the 40th year of David's reign, the records were searched and strong, capable men were found among the Hebronites at Jazer on Gilead. Among Jerijah's relatives there were 2,700 capable men who were heads of families. King David appointed them over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and to the affairs of the king.